much for a very positive and constructive meeting this morning, and thank you for your very kind words. It's always a pleasure to be back in Turkey, a country which has been a pillar of NATO for over 60 years. We have just had a wide-ranging discussion to prepare for the NATO summit in Wales this September. The last weeks and months have shown more than ever that we cannot take our security for granted, and that in an unpredictable world, we must keep our alliance strong. We discussed the situation in the region. NATO Patriot batteries continue to augment your defences in the south of the country, and that is a clear sign of NATO solidarity. We follow the dangerous developments in Iraq with grave concern. I condemn the unacceptable attack on the Turkish consulate general in Mosul, and I call for the immediate release of Turkey's kidnapped diplomatic and security personnel. We want to see all the Turkish hostages released, and we want to see them safe. Nothing can justify this criminal act, and we will continue to consult with our ally, Turkey. Turkey has shown strong commitment to NATO. You contribute a ship and military experts to reinforce our collective defense in response to the Russia-Ukraine crisis. You make a significant contribution to our operation in Kosovo, and you play an important role in our counter-piracy mission off the Horn of Africa. And you play a significant role in building security and creating a better future for Afghanistan. Turkey has been a vital participant in the ISAF mission, and I welcome and appreciate Turkey's continued leadership in the new mission we are planning to train, advise, and assist the Afghan security forces from next year. Afghanistan has made great progress, as demonstrated by the presidential elections this weekend. The Afghan people have shown their commitment to democracy, and the Afghan forces their capability to secure these historic elections. It is now essential that any allegations of irregularities are addressed through the established mechanisms, and that both candidates respect the final result. And I look forward to seeing the new president of Afghanistan at our summit in Wales. NATO's purpose is to keep our citizens safe and to respond to challenges from wherever they come. That requires the right capabilities, the right resources, and the right partners. And that will be our agenda when we meet in Wales, and I know I can count on Turkey's continued strong support. And finally, Mr. Davutoglu, let me take this opportunity to thank you for your strong support and for Turkey's strong support throughout my tenure as Secretary General. I'm very grateful for the very positive relationship I've had with Turkey ever since I took office as Secretary General of NATO.